I'm not surprised, really, because there is a problem with recruitment and retention in the Garda Síochána. It has been a problem for some time. I've spoken to the chief superintendent here in Donegal Division, and they only have received one probationer this year so far. So it tells you a lot about the priorities of the Garda headquarters in Dublin when we can only get one probationer here in Donegal. We've seen a reduction in the number of Gardaí in the last decade or so here in Donegal. We've seen it in a reduction in the numbers in, say, in the specialist units and especially in traffic corps. Now, we've had, sadly, we've had the fatalities here in Letterkenny, but we have seen huge reductions countrywide, and most of that reduction is now geared towards the rural urban areas in the country, whereas the city like Dublin has seen a vast increase in the numbers of new recruits being sent there.
Do you feel that this area is being forgotten about?
It's not that it's being forgotten about, but Dublin seems to have, as usual, prioritised itself. Either Dublin 4 or the Garda headquarters seems to prioritise Dublin 4 because it seems to get more of the news or media, given protests and demonstrations and riots and one thing and another. And it seems to have now garnered more of the recruits that come from Tampamore into the city than large urban areas like Dublin and Galway. And I don't know how they're mostly affected as well. I'm sure they're affected as well. But we see them in a lot in rural areas where we've seen the closure of stations in the last decade or more. Gardaí are being moved from small rural stations into the large district or divisional headquarters. We're seeing now for the amalgamation of districts like here in Donegal, where we will have maybe where we had four districts, we'll end up with two districts. New hubs that are being set up here in Donegal for different formats, say in relation to crime or community engagement or whatever else they can think of in Garda headquarters. I mean, the problem is the issue we're going to have in the long term is Gardaí responding to areas that they are not stationed in, where they have to, say, where amalgamation of districts now, where Gardaí are reduced to having to travel to large areas in districts that are now amalgamated, and there is no corresponding number of members increase in those areas, and that's the biggest problem for us.